You're listening to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 101. How many potential clients and customers are actually actively looking for you?
Aloha, and welcome to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Productively live and work from anywhere in the world. Now, here's your host, Erica Duran.
Aloha, escape artists. Komomai. Welcome to the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 101. How many potential clients and customers are actually actively looking for you? I'm calling in from the Hilton Waikoloa Resort on Hawaii Island and just finished hosting a client here for a luxury VIP strategy day. What an amazing experience being surrounded in all this luxury and beauty and getting out of her normal routine or rut or whatever you call it. And it could really completely shift your business and lifestyle forever. VIP strategy days now include a full 2-night stay at the resort or wherever we decide to meet. There's always a luxury end resort where you are. You can add on more nights, of course, and it's highly recommended that you soak up the vibe and have some pre-VIP day time to yourself to get ready and some post time to kind of just bookend the day and reflect and put a plan together so when you go back home, you have your plan already written out. It also includes, at this time of this recording, a lifetime membership to my group coaching and mastermind program called Club Alihi. So it really isn't just the one day that we work together. There's a before and after strategy day call, welcome packet. And now the relationship, we just keep on working together through Club Alihi. So it's really not the one day. To find out more, you can visit the Work With Me tab on my website at ericaduran.co to see all your options. Just a reminder, I'm hosting my first live event in over 2 years in Las Vegas, Nevada this September, and I would love to meet you. It'll be a small group, so we are going to be able to really go deep and focus on each person who attends, and you'll be able to deepen your relationship with a fellow escape artist from around the world. Today, we are going to be talking about some statistics that may shock you, and hopefully they will help you shift your mindset about your business and who your ideal client really is. Let's learn about how many people are actually looking for what you're offering and shift our strategy so you can capture the most business. But first, let's hear a quick word from our sponsor. Want to design your own freedom-based luxury lifestyle? To get started, you can apply for my complimentary Aloha strategy session. Aloha, I'm Erica Duran, a freedom-based luxury lifestyle designer and high-level business coach and mentor. This complimentary Aloha strategy session is right for you if you're tired of piecing together all that free stuff online and you're ready to implement your own systems and unique way of living and working. You desire to work productively from anywhere in the world and achieve that laptop lifestyle, but you don't want to spend all your time chained to your desk. And you're so done being baffled by technology. You want to earn at least $5,000 to $20,000 per month consistently in your consulting, coaching, training, or other entrepreneurial venture. You see other people charging premium prices for their programs and services, and you just can't seem to crack that code. You desire a high-level coach to peel back the curtain and share all her secrets. Does any of this sound like you? If so, I'd love to invite you to take advantage of this limited time offer today and apply for your complimentary Aloha strategy session with me by going to ericaduran.co/aloha. A lifestyle of freedom and luxury is waiting for you, so let's not waste any time. Never settle. Mahalo.
Hilton Waikoloa Village, a resort like no other.
Nestled among swaying palms and overlooking the glistening blue Pacific Ocean lies the award-winning Hilton Waikoloa Village on Hawaii's Big Island. This 62-acre oceanfront paradise blends contemporary facilities with graceful Hawaiian culture and is a romantic destination within itself. Three towers occupy a protected oasis woven around tropical gardens, where 1,240 rooms abound with the subtle elegance of Hawaiian splendor. This amazing property boasts two championship golf courses and a seaside putting course, eight world-class tennis courts, the luxurious Kohala Spa, 14 international cuisine restaurants, lounges, and bars, world-class shopping, and a museum walkway lined with more than 1,800 authentic treasures. The Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort is also the Big Island home to the friendly and playful dolphins of Dolphin Quest. For more information or to book your stay, visit HiltonWaikoloaVillage.com or call 1-800-HILTONS. And be sure to mention that you heard about this beautiful resort on The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Mahalo. Have you ever stopped to think how many potential customers and clients are actually looking for what you have to offer? What about your competition? How big of a dent are they making in your marketing efforts? The truth is that a big 97% of your future clients and customers are not even looking for your product or service. And here's another truth. Trusted advisors get to skip the sales process. Education-based marketing puts value before money or the cost of investment in the solution. Here's how the numbers break down out of 100% of your perfect ideal clients. And I know it's a little hard to get these numbers over the podcast and not read them, so just bear with me here. So 3% are actively looking for your solution, the 3% we just talked about. 7% are open but not shopping. 30% are keeping their awareness open for the future, so they see the value and they might want what you're offering in the future. 30% are completely unconscious, and 30% are flat out no's no matter what. So why is every business owner and marketer fighting over the 3% that are actively looking? Isn't the 67% that can be swayed or educated into taking action a better bet for your business growth? Here's a little more detail on each level of customer awareness and effort. So the active 3%. 3% of your prospects are actively seeking out and looking for your type of help in either a product or service right now. The active 3% ask their friends for referrals, search Google for keywords, go to seminars, browse online and offline bookstores for this topic. They also dig through business cards they've gathered in past networking events, all in an effort to find help for their current problem, challenge, situation. Most businesses are totally focused on this little 3% of the market. It is a big dogfight for this book of business through marketing efforts, advertising dollars, time on social media, and keyword research for their SEO. Here is where your branding and your unique selling proposition is key. In this 3% arena, everyone starts looking generic and their marketing websites look suspiciously similar. It isn't because they've plagiarized or deliberately copied or borrowed content. It's simply because the business owners have done a great job on their market research, and the result of this work is exactly what appeals to the highly fought over 3% of customers. So the next one, let's talk about the flat out no 30% segment. At the other end of the spectrum, 30% are flat out no. They simply are not interested due to geography, money, or they just want to continue suffering. Your business may be a local business and you might pop up on the SEO search engine for someone in another area because of the great SEO work you're doing. For example, years ago, I worked so hard on my SEO that I would show up in searches for professional organizers in cities all over the US, even though I only worked in person in Orange County, California. Or these flat out no customers or potential customers, I should say, they simply can't afford it. Sure, they would love to have your product or service, but they are struggling to maybe buy food or pay rent, and your offering seems like a faraway luxury to them at this point. Or they simply want to continue suffering. Yes, there are these types of people out there. They know there is a solution, but they need therapy or divine intervention before they move forward on anything. Don't waste your time struggling to change the minds of these people. There are plenty of other people out there that need you and are willing to pay to solve their problems. Plus, there is less of a fight outside of this 33% for attention in the marketplace. Ruling out the active 3% and the flat out no 30%, that leaves us with 67%. Why not go after them? Who are these people? No one really directly marketing to them, yet they make up the majority. And to break this down further, the open 7%. 7% are open but not actively shopping for a solution to the problem. They know they actually have a problem and are willing to pay for a solution to their pain, but they haven't even begun the search, don't even realize that there is a solution out there. These are the easiest sales to close. Once they see the solution to their current problem that they know exists, they are very motivated to invest in solving this problem. The key here is matching up the needs they have formulated in their heads and your marketing message. Surveying your potential target market is important here to see the exact words they are using to describe and search for a solution to their problem. A great question I use for this research, and you will need to modify it for your business, but if I ask them, if you lost all my contact information, what words or phrases would you type into Google to find me? Next is the maybe someday 30%. 30% are aware for the future. They are very interested, but it isn't a good time right now, or I'm waiting for X to happen before I move forward. This is where building urgency in your offer matters. You know, the sooner you help them, the sooner their life will be better. Some people just need a little push. The default method of operation for most humans is procrastination. It is your job to save them from themselves and get your future clients and customers to take the first step into action towards their solution. In my experience, these types of clients are the most grateful later on because deep down they really wanted the experience or the help or the solution to the pain or problem they were experiencing. These will probably be your biggest raving super fans and referral sources in the future. They will attribute their eventual bravery to moving forward to your little push in the right direction. You can't take credit for this, though. It is all them making the change to get the results they desire. Next is the oblivious 30% that are oblivious or unconscious to what they need and want. They don't even know they have a problem that your product or service solves. Infomercials are great to watch to study these sales techniques, and the testimonials you'll see in there are extremely powerful to this market. So having a lot of testimonials are what really works for this 30% that are oblivious or unconscious. Getting in front of massive audiences is also key here. Guest blogging, public speaking, mainstream media, so regular TV, radio, print ads, and social media marketing come to mind to get this message out to the 30%. To steer clear of your competition and the fight for the active 3%, and the flat out no 30%, using effective education-based marketing covers the rest of the 67% that you should be going after. Here's how to use effective education-based marketing. First of all, give value. Giving value means solving real problems for real people, giving valuable, helpful information for free. Build trust, have a personality, be genuinely helpful human in your topic, online and offline. Become the go-to person in your industry selflessly and watch the exact right clients for you stream in to work with you. The next is position the purchase. Set buying criteria for your clients and customers. What should they be looking for in a solution to their problem? What should they definitely look out for? Help them navigate through the vast, confusing marketplace out there. What criteria should they judge all the other future sales pitches they're going to hear against yours? Have you been fighting it out for only 3% of the market? Have you had success with education-based marketing? Will you change your marketing efforts and tactics after hearing this? I'd love to hear from you in the comments on the show notes page for this episode, which is going to be at ericaduran.co/101, the numbers 101, or in our private free Facebook group. Would you like to get personalized help in determining your target market and setting up marketing systems to work in your favor, along with all the other pieces you need to have a thriving, freedom-based business and lifestyle? We can definitely help you go after that 67% that not many people are tapping into. Request a free Aloha strategy session. I would love to speak with you personally. Pauhana Escape Artists, work is done on this episode. I hope the statistics I shared here really shifted your mindset on how to look at the marketplace. Don't get caught up in that dogfight for the actively looking 3%. Rise above it and the noise. For all the links and resources I mentioned in this episode, including information about booking your own VIP strategy day and our event coming up this September in fabulous Las Vegas, go to ericaduran.co/101. Mahalo for listening. A hui ho. Until we meet again, sending you aloha.
Thank you for listening to The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio. Be sure to go to ericaduran.co to get all of this episode's show notes and resource links. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Never settle. Mahalo.